The Carousel by Richard Paul Evans, read by William DeFries.
To dream is to hope. To hope is to live. Michael Kettington's Journal. Prologue. There are years of our lives that pass like strangers on a busy street walk, as quickly forgotten as encountered. Then there are those years whose events cling to us as tenaciously as relatives to a rich uncle's will. 1989 was such a year. Globally, it was a remarkable year. The Berlin Wall fell. Solidarity swept to victory in Poland. And while the first free election was held in Russia, a 500,000 Chinese students protested for democracy on Tiananmen Square. Still, it is my experience that the most profound events of our lives rarely end up on the 6 o'clock news. They are the journeys walked in solitude, to triumph or fail in the shadow of obscurity. I took the first step of many journeys that year, some that I walk to this day. It was when I learned that love cannot exist without forgiveness, and that faith is more enduring than understanding. And I learned more about loss than I ever cared to. Indelibly linked to that year was the dream I had before everything went crazy, the dream of a carousel. I have always been fascinated by dreams. As a teenager, I once kept a journal of my dreams for an entire summer. They were, to my way of thinking, as meaningless as they were bizarre, though I'm sure they'd provide a banquet of pathological tidbits for a psychologist. I am not alone in my fascination with dreams. From the ancient Babylonian dream books to the writings of Freud, dreams have played an important role in history. Mohammedanism and Buddhism were born of dreams, and Christianity is not without their influence. Some cultures believe that dreams are the walk of the soul, going so far as to punish a man for the crimes committed in his dreams. There are those who believe dreams are prophetic, portents of future events. It is a theory not without its evidences. Abraham Lincoln dreamt of his own death. A few days before his assassination, he told a friend that he dreamt there was a crowd gathered in the White House around a coffin. "Who has died in the White House?" he asked a soldier. "The president," was the answer. He was killed by an assassin. A loud burst of grief from the crowd woke him. He did not sleep the rest of that night. 3 nights later, he slept forever.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?